What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. Is it giving you what you want? Are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been? And where are you going? What is it that you can get out of this session, out of this lecture? That when you leave here, rather than this just being a spectator event, that you've got some idea, some dream, that you might have to go back and brush it off and look at it again and say, I've got to do this. This is my stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. Where are you going with your life? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future?
What's going on, everybody? Excuse me. Welcome to the email show. I'm your host, the Dean, www.themanmindset.com, guys. If y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. Here for you for probably an hour, maybe an hour and a half. We'll see how long it goes, but we're going to be chopping it up. With me, just rolling in today. He just here. Ryan, what's going on, dog?
What up? Just, out here doing my Uber thing.
Doing his Uber thing and stuff. Like you say, Ryan was a little bit busy last night doing his tongue stuff, getting ass and everything. But like I say, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. That is 515-605-9373. Going to read emails to you, answer them, and also take your phone calls. So without further ado, let's get into the very first email. All right. It says, what should I do with her? So I had a date with this girl and thought it was great. We talked a lot and I became really interested by her. A few days ago, I asked her on a second date. She accepted, but I had to cancel because I was sick that day. So I told her I would contact her next week. The thing is, she really is slow at replying, and she's really cold, and she doesn't really use smiles or anything. I almost feel like she doesn't care. So should I even bother with her or move on? Or still message her? Because I feel like if I do it, I bother her. Now, she's 27, and I'm 23, by the way. So, Rhyme, what do we do, dog?
Oh, man, I would, that's a toughie, because I get those, too, where the girl's real cold. She's just trying to protect herself, trying not to get caught up. She wouldn't have given you her information if she wasn't interested. But some of these women want to be chased. They want you to run behind her. They want you to clamor for her attention or whatever. And if you feel that she feels that way, like you're bothering her, and this just might all be a clever ruse by this woman to make you chase her, I would say just stop messaging her. Because if she's interested, she'll message you and try to make plans and stuff like that. You definitely don't want to waste your time, and we don't want you to waste your time. So I would say just leave her alone.
Yeah, you know what? I would leave her alone too. A lot of women, I think she's mad and upset the fact that he broke off the date because he was so-called sick. But what I guess what I don't understand is you say you're going to contact her next week, but why are you waiting till next week? Are you going to be sick all week long? I guess you need to help me out with this one, Ryan, because if I want to talk to somebody, why do guys sit around and wait? Like, wait 4, 5, 6 days.
I can answer that because that's what they're taught. They're taught by other guys that if you call her too fast, you're desperate. You're needy. I tell a woman, I don't play that bullshit where I'm not calling you for 5 days. I'm calling you tonight.
What's the wait for, though?
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, because that's the normal thing to do. That's the normal thing to do. You know, if he was sick, let's say they were going out on a Friday. You're sick. You know, I really don't feel like going anywhere, and I don't want to give you what I got, but I'll give you a call tomorrow. Depending on, you know, hopefully we can do something depending on how I feel. I don't know, you know, the timetable of his sickness or whatever. But, excuse me. But, you know, she, how I feel about it, I think she thinks you're bullshitting. And women are very excited about first dates, and she felt like she's blown off. You might have been truly sick. I've had to blow off dates because I was sick. I don't know what it is. Came down with something that was crazy. But, you know, I hit you up tomorrow, or I hit you up the next day, depending on how I feel and everything. Right. And she probably thinks that you were bullshitting her and didn't want to see her because women take all that shit to heart. And, you know, he didn't want, you know, he may be interested or he was interested, but now he's not interested. I mean, hell, the chick that I was with last night is still, this is the second time I've seen her, second time I've blown her back out, and she's still worried about me losing interest in her. I'm like, damn, at least give me some credit. I want the pussy. Like, I want it again and again and again. You know, why would you be worried about that? But that's what women worry about. Women worry about, you know, you blew off the date. You didn't want to be with me. But now you're trying to make up for it or some stupid shit. And I would just say, you know, ball's in her court. You've already tried to contact her. Or you talked to her and she gave you some old vague and generalized responses. Just leave her alone and see what happens. But still talk to your other women. Talk to other women that you see and you're interested in. Don't just, you know, sit back and wait on her.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know why guys, I'm still stuck on the why wait to talk to her next week type shit when it's like you set up a date, you talk to her Monday, and you're like, we'll go out Saturday, but you don't even talk to her the whole week. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't understand that, man.
And women take that as, you know, you not being interested. So they're like, oh, he's bullshitting, you know, I'm good.
Right.
And when he messages me, I'm going to treat him like this. And that's exactly what they do.
All right, well, let me move on to the next email. Why she changed. I've been dating this girl for 7 years. In the last 3 months, a man visited her father. He saw her and he spoke to her father about her. Now, excuse me, guys. I'm a little under the weather, so I don't mean to cough like that. But let me repeat this again. This shit is crazy. Ready? I've been dating my girl for 7 years. The last 3 months, a man visited her father. He saw her and spoke to her father about her. He wants her. Since that time, my girl has completely changed. She told me that her father will force her to marry him, but the man never came to ask her hand officially. We spent the last 3 months only arguing. She also stopped caring, speaking, even though she's online on the WhatsApp.
WhatsApp,
whatever the fuck that is, for hours. She doesn't bother to text me first like she was, or like she used to, I guess that's what he mean. I always text her first. Sometimes she doesn't speak to me for 24 hours until I speak. I ask her, why have you changed? And she replied, you only want to fight with me, and all I want to do is find a solution for the problem that we face. So she won't marry the guy. She wants us to stay normal, like nothing's ever happening. But you can't act normal when there's a guy who has eyes on your girl. We'll talk about that in a second. Also, she started to comment to the boy's post on Facebook and never did this before. I get jealous. She doesn't care. Yesterday, she dumped me and said I don't trust her. Moreover, she blocked me. This is the thing I don't understand. Whoa. If you got a pretty woman, I think a lot of guys understand. If you have a pretty woman in your life, guys going after her. I don't think he understands that. But go
always,
ahead. Wait, what you got on that, Ron?
Always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but she blocked him, so there you're good. The problem is solved. I mean, because first of all, are they Indian or something? Like, they're trying to force her to marry the guy? Like, I don't get that. A man. He just said a man. Like, some guy. Does she know this dude? Has he been in her life the whole time and just, you know, circumstances? Part?
No, it sounds like more of an arranged marriage type thing. It sounds more of a Middle Eastern thing.
That's silly, first of all. But anyway, she blocked you. Your problem solved.
Not necessarily, because he's in love with her, man.
Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense to me, because obviously she doesn't want to be with him.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So, like I said, the problem solved. You know, why waste your time? You know, I guess being disrespectful, the guy is obviously interested. So there's that factor where she feels wanted more. She's getting attention. So he's not giving her the same attention that this guy is trying to give her. And, you know, she's being a little disrespectful. She's arguing and fighting with him and all this and that. I just say, you wash your hands of the situation and go get another girl.
Yeah, I think in this scenario, he doesn't have value in himself, and he's been going crazy over this chick. He, you know, like she said, he's argumentative, and I don't think she really likes the fact that they're fighting over this silly-ass shit. So I think in this situation that, you know, him just having to charge it to the game, hopefully it's something easier said than done, but hopefully he can do that, man. So.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, just move. I would just say move up, move on.
Now, this next email, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand. All right, this guy said, okay, so I approached this lady at the Whole Foods store who I found really attractive. I gave her a compliment and said she was beautiful. She smiled and said thank you. Strike number one. I asked her for a number, to which she replied, come back when I finish my shift, which was in about 2 hours, and I'll give you the number, which means she didn't want to give you the number. So I said, okay, and then I came back later to get the number. Now I notice when I approach her, she didn't really seem excited to see me, but regardless, told me to meet her outside of the Whole Foods store, and she gave me the number. She tells me to make sure I don't lose this number. I said I won't. I walked away feeling good because she mentioned she doesn't want me to lose it. No, Jesus. I called her and no response. And then I got voicemail, no response. Why would a bitch tell me not to lose her number if she had no plans on calling me back? Jesus, boy.
This is easy because women are natural liars. They're born liars. It's what they do. She knows that there's going to be more consequences, or she's going to see you again. But to alleviate the pressure from that particular situation, she's going to do, you know, what a lot of women do. Here's the number. Oh, don't lose it. Blah blah blah. And then she just never responds to you until you get the hint that she don't want to be with you. First of all, if you contacted her more than once, you're dead ass wrong. whether you sent a text or called and left a voicemail, you never call back after that. Ever. 10, 12 years go by, you don't call back. Because obviously, if she doesn't contact you, she doesn't want to talk to you. I mean, this is the easy, there is no problem here because this is what women do. And you're more wrong if you contacted her more than once. Because she's trying to get you out of her face.
Well, of course, but if a woman's really interested in you guys, first off, she's not going to tell you to wait 2 hours and then tell you to wait outside and do these things. It sounds like she just was a woman who didn't know how to tell you no. She was being polite. Plus, you know where she works at, so you might be stalking her and all that stuff, which is, I mean, reasons, guys. This is why I tell you guys, give her your number. Let her call you first. Because if you do that, you won't be getting mad because you're not, what did you do? What did you do, Ron? Blow up her phone. You blowing up her phone, and you get mad because she doesn't respond to you. But how do you, see, for some reason you guys think women don't have this thing called a life. You think that their whole world is revolved around you. And they're waiting for you to talk to them. Man, dude, let me tell you something. They're busy. She has a life. She's got parents. She may have a dog. Hey, guys. This may shock some of you, but she may be talking to other dudes. You don't know what the fuck is going on with her. But you want to get mad at her because she didn't respond back to you, that's what you get. Because if you would have followed what we've been teaching you, you would have gave her, you would have gave her the number, you would have held the high ground, you would have left, and everything would have been fine. What you got on that, Ryan?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, he's dead wrong in this situation. That's why you never take a woman's number. I don't do that unless they insist on an exchange. Because I got my business card. Here you go. Michelle Yeldell, Touch Transport. Boom, that's my business card. Hit me up. Okay. Well, here, I'm just going to go ahead and call your number, and you save my number. My name, I'm Heather. Boom. Cool, I'll do that. But... And then that's when I strike. If she gives me her number, we do an exchange, I'll strike first as far as shooting her a text. Hey, gorgeous, what's going on today? You know, let's get together, this, that, and the third. But the number one goal is to make a plan to get together. You so worried about chasing behind her and getting that first phone conversation, she's not interested at all. Or she would have called you. She would have called you back. So, guys, anybody else is listening to this, when you call or text a woman, if she doesn't call or text you back, you never call her again. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
Right.
Because if she does not get in contact with you, she's not interested. That is a guarantee.
I think you went wrong with the fact that your approach is probably off, man. There was something that you did that just turned her off, and like I said before, she might be nice or whatever. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is for you, man. What I'm saying to you is, what I recommend you doing is looking into the approaching 101, man. You got to learn how to approach these women right. Look into the inner champ, because you need to have that belt on your shoulder, and you need to feel the power of that. So, those are things that I recommend you doing, but let's continue on to the next one. And, guys, y'all want to call in? Number is 515-605-9373. If you have a question, press 1, and we'd love to have you in. But let's go on to the next one. Now, this, I don't understand you guys, but I love the emails. That's why we read them. I'm not here to judge. I'm only here to help. Last year, you know what I'm saying, last year I dated these women, and we seemed to hit it off really well. We dated pretty regularly for a few months when I brought up I was looking to take the relationship to the next level, i.e. exclusive boyfriend/girlfriend. Ooh. But she was reluctant. A couple of months later, I made a side comment about boyfriend, and later that weekend, she texted me that she says she wasn't anybody's girlfriend, to which I told her I was looking for something more serious at this point, and we stopped seeing each other. Over the holidays, we've been kind of texting each other on occasion, niceties back and forth. Niceties. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
But nothing serious. However, a couple of times she is missing, she misses me. I really liked her and even developed strong feelings towards her and said I was sad that we didn't develop into anything serious. Now I'm wondering if she realized she liked me more than she let on earlier, or if she's just bored looking for someone to hang on with. We had good chemistry. She just didn't want a serious relationship at the time. I was trying to figure out how to proceed. I'm not really seeing anybody at the moment. That's another fucking problem. So I haven't really nothing to lose by seeing where things go with her, but I also want to start seeing her again if she's interested in developing something more serious. I feel like on the other hand, I should move on, but on the other hand, maybe I should be upfront and tell her how I feel, and I'm willing to give it another try so we can develop into something serious. I'm not getting any younger, and I really want to, and I really want, I really don't want to waste another 8 or more months with her if she's not interested in a serious relationship. Oh my God, that's long. Fuck.
How are you wasting? Yeah, let me jump right into this because I got to jump off in a sec. How are you wasting time when you're getting pussy? I mean, he sounds like he's a chick. Well, this relationship is a waste because blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that. You're getting pussy. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah, but he has no value. He don't have any chips on him.
Right, he doesn't have any value in himself. He doesn't know that he's a motherfucking man. And that's sad. And plus, she's the only woman that you're talking to, so you're putting all your eggs in one basket with this one chick for no reason. And I understand, guys, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to be like how Steve was when he was single. You don't have to have a whole bunch of different women and all this and that. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to come on, go up, move up. You don't have to do that, but you don't have to put all your eggs in one basket. But let me go, Steve. I gotta grab.
All right, no doubt. So all right. what I'm trying to say, and the number is 515-605-9373. Call in. Press one. What a lot of you guys fail to realize when it comes to women is that if she can tell that you are just like a one woman man, which is fine, but if you're a single guy, if you're single, you should have a bunch of women on your roster. And there's nothing special about you that's gonna make her wanna get or be with you. And I think that's some of y'all's problems. Y'all, you're sitting around and it's like you're waiting for her to get back at you. I mean, you guys, you have to have a life. If you let her go, she needs to be sure that you have a life. And this guy has no life. He's sitting around waiting for her every day. And the fact that you're asking me, should you be upfront and tell her how you feel? If you're asking that question, then don't ask the question because you're too nervous to even do that. You have the answer to your question right here, but yet you need me to tell you, and that's your problem. Your problem is you should be handling this shit on your own without having her wonder what's going on with you. And I just don't understand why y'all guys do this kind of stuff, man. Why, man? Your value, you don't even value yourselves, man. There's no value in love for yourself where you just sit around and let life happen to you, man. Man, I feel bad for you guys. Anyway, let me continue reading on. Let's go to the next one. Question is, does she like me? So, I have a pretty messed up situation. There's this girl I like. I met her through a friend. I know who was banging her. Wait, what? There's a girl I like. I met her through a friend. I know who was banging her. He gave me her number because I told him I liked her, and we use it to text every day. She came out to at a work party with me, just the two of us, but my friend did influence her to go. She said she had a good time, and I was good company, and we carried on texting as usual, which is strike. Y'all got to get this new text I'm about to drop. Y'all fucking up, man. But we then had another date planned, which was canceled because she had to babysit. We rescheduled for the next week after, where we came to a point where it almost didn't happen. She doesn't like being around a lot of people, so I told her we'll just go grab some coffee, which is good, okay? I like that. I always tell you that. Good job. And she ended up coming. I drove around, just me and her, for an hour. Then I asked her if she needed to be home or be anywhere, and she said no. I don't even know why you do that. Let's just drive around for a bit. So when we drive around, then I drop her home. She hugs me. Any help? She has stopped seeing my friend, but not sure who stopped. She's not sure who stopped the interaction. What is the fucking question? Does she like you? Okay. So this is, I guess, this is a scenario. Your boy was knocking off some chick, and I've always said, one man's trash is another man's treasure. If your boy gave you the okay to holler at her and he backed off and all that other stuff, that's good. That's the first thing you need to cover and clear out with your boys. You never mess with a chick your boy's messing with, guys. You guys, again, I know y'all don't do what we do over here on our side of the street, but like I said before, in our day, we pass women around like baseball cards. So one or two were non-touchables. Three and four were potential ones and twos. Everything else was like just fighting just to get time with us, basically. So number one thing I would say you do is talk to your boy and make sure he's cool with it. But it looks like you did that. I love how you did the coffee thing. My only problem is that I noticed that you asked her, did she have somewhere to go, as if you either want to get rid of her or if you're not having a good time. When you're driving and you're going places with her, you got to make her feel special. That's something a lot of you guys don't do. So what I would say is you do that. Let's see here. That just is what it is. But I don't, as far as her liking you, I can't really tell or gauge it right now, because she should be showing you other signs. And like I said before, texting is not a good way of showing somebody likes you. It's very bad, especially when you text way too much. So, not working, not helping. But let me read the next email. Anyway, I don't understand this girl. What should I do? I met this saleswoman in a grocery store. It's a small store, only her. I don't understand what that means. I met her a few times, four or five times. And every time I spoke, just spoke 1 minute saying, how was your day or something like that. One day I decided to talk to her more than just 1 minute, and I started a conversation. This is, you fucking people. We talked for about 10 or 15 minutes. I asked her name, and I asked her, and she asked mine too. Where's the introduction at, man? Meanwhile, she said, I will add you to your Facebook. I accepted a friend request. And then I say I should go now. Many customers are here. And then I go. After 2 days, I write her, and it was New Year's Eve, to say Happy New Year, and she replied the same way. Up here is good. I wait another 2 or 3 days to write her and say, what's up? How was your New Year's Eve? It's been 1 day, and I haven't received an answer. I saw that she was online a few times and saw the message that she saw the message but didn't respond. So I'm asking, why is she acting like this? What do I do now? And should I ask why no reply? Man, dude. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I got to sit back on this one. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let me start here. I'm trying to figure where I can start. There's so much to say on this. Excuse me. Everything that you do, like I said last night, from the moment you leave your house to the moment you run into the woman, it's going to play a role and you're in game, so to speak. Okay? So you met her 4 or 5 times, and this is strike one. You mean to tell me it took you 4 or 5 times to get up enough courage to talk to her or really ask her out? Why? That is like a lion catching a zebra, leaving it in the middle of nowhere and saying, okay, I'll be back in about 4 days, and I'm sure nobody's going to eat that thing. Thing is, guys, women love assertive men, okay? They love assertive men. They love men who know what they want and go after what they want, and you know, without any question. Your problem here, young man, is that you waited 4 or 5 days, that's strike one. And every time you spoke to her, you only spoke to her for 1 minute, and you're asking her some boring Bob shit. So this is, hold on a second, my dog's about to bark. I got to put my dogs up. But this is what I'm talking about, guys. You guys have to really, really see what's going on here and see why.
Why you're having all these issues and problems with these women. First off, you don't talk to no woman, get in there. First off, you don't talk to no woman 4 or 5 times for 1 minute.
Asking her about her fucking day. Why, let me ask you the question. Do you really give a fuck about her day? No, you don't give a fuck about her day. Yeah, no, you don't care about her day. And that's your problem. So that's your first mistake. That's strike number one. Women don't give a fuck about you guys like that, where they want to talk to you and stuff like that. Where you want to ask her how her day, how she's doing, and all that shit. Hey, you don't do things like that. What you need to do is be a fucking man and tell her what the fuck is and go from that point. But you guys don't do that. You don't do that at all. Next problem that you have, wait a second here, oh boy. Hold on, guys. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, guys. Yeah, okay. So what I'm saying to you guys is this. Is that number one, you don't do that. Number two, the next problem that you had is that, you know what? You thought you'd go on Facebook and talk to her. Then you wish her Happy New Year, which I don't understand. But what is this waiting 2 days, waiting another 2 or 3 days, and then all of a sudden you think she's going to be interested in you? Women are sick and tired of you guys and sick and tired of the stuff that you do. And I just want to say, because you know what, we're going to have to probably cut this joint short because they're doing some work over here. But what I'm saying to you guys real quick is this, is that it is very important that you don't do silly things like this, especially, like he said, after 2 days, what's up?
Yeah,
he said after 2 days, you went and did all this silly ass stuff. All right, let me see here. I gotta get the name. Hold on. All right, well, look here, guys. All right, look, I got this shit. I got to cut this short. I got to take care of some other business. But anyway, guys, we got to do a quick email show, guys. We'll probably next week do another hour or something, not too long, whatever like that. If you got any questions, hit me back up at themanmindset.com. I got to cut this thing short. But if you got some questions or anything, send me an email, send me a number. We'll chop it up and talk. But again, I apologize. Got other stuff I got to do. But we will be back next week. We'll probably do another hour email show next Thursday. Other than that, guys, I will holler at you motherfuckers later. Peace.